the book Romans, part 24. I'm Professor Hannes Redelijs of the First Assembly of Yapachua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international, meaning that we're preaching the gospel of salvation internationally. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about my book which is my doctoral degree, Israel's Rapture. It's a thick A5 book with information that you've never heard of before. That is definitely. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 International Code for South Africa, and my number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you're so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on a lot of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all our studies that we're currently busy with, as well as our English TikToks. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that matters. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Again, it's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the foreign people, any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Protestant churches, Catholic churches. We're not part of a denomination or organization. We are nothing. We're only studying the Word. We are a Bible study group functioning from South Africa throughout the world. We are mainly using the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860, and in this Bible the name Jesus was originally Yahashua. The name God was originally Elohim Hashim, the name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Profanus. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name. The name, Yahashua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off. I just want to say, if it happens that you want to find out more about the name, and you don't want to buy the book, you can go onto my website, it's on the top here, and you click on articles, and there you will find the article, What is Your God's Name? It is subtracted from the book which I've written, What is Your God's Name? I think it's 85 or 95 pages, and you can sit and make a study around it for yourself. Alright, we are busy with the book Romans, chapter 1, verse 24. Therefore Yah Almighty, that is God, also gave them up to uncleanness. It what? He left them to carry on with their lives. In other words, if you want to burn your fingers, burn your fingers. Playing with petrol, you are going to burn your hands. Therefore Yah Almighty, that is God, also gave them up to uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts or minds, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Yo, that's what the Bible says. You know, when you do sin, you don't want to hear the truth. Because hearing what sin is forces you to make a decision about the way that you are living. And that's why 90% of the churches, Protestant churches, Pentecostal churches, churches when I was a youngster that was used to preach a standard of holiness, preach against sins, where the pastors used to call sin by its name, you find them seldom than ever. It has been diluted by Satan. into the form or the liquid that the word says in Revelation 3 verse 14 to 22. He says, "Were you hot or cold? Because you are lukewarm." It's like a liquid. You have water in three ways. You can have water in solids, that's ice. Then you have water in a solid, that's in a glass that you can drink. And then you have liquid, and then you have water as steam. And this is what happens. It's all three is water. But the one does another function than the other one. Now I can also say that steam is not something to be discarded. Why not? Because when we were youngsters, before there was diesel locomotives, and there was steam trains, where steam drove trains with massive carriages behind it. You understand? Steam. Water. In another form. So whenever, therefore Yahweh Almighty your God also gave them up to uncleanness, though the lust of their own hearts or minds, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. They dishonored their bodies. You know what? So many times I heard that argument when I deal in love with lesbians and homosexuals. They say, "It's my body, I can do to it what I like." I say, "It's not yours. You are responsible to Yahweh for the body you have. You are responsible what you are doing to your body." The Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. The Bible says Yahweh doesn't live in temples and synagogues and big stadiums and in cathedrals and churches, mega churches. No, no, no. The Bible says He lives in our bodies, in our minds, soul dimensions. This is where He functions. Through the Ruach HaKodesh. It's not our own. We can't do it with what we like. Yes, when you die, the worms is going to eat it. But then it has served its purpose. It's like having a jar. Once the oil is out of the jar, the jar is not worth anything anymore. You can have a very nice bottle with the best aftershave, and you can put it on, maybe cost $1,000. I'm just giving an example. The best you can find. They can smell you from blocks away, from afar. But once that little bottle is finished, what do you do with a bottle? You throw it away. It's just going to take up space. Because you will most probably get another bottle. Because you are used to smelling nice. Smelling good. Being hygienically. So what's the bottle worth? Nothing. Why? Because the ingredients has been used up. And this is what the body is. As long as what the aftershave is in that bottle, you carry it around with two hands. You will not put it on a place where there's a possibility for it to fall out of your cabinet, in your bathroom or in your room or wherever. You will cherish it. And the same with our bodies. After the Ruach HaKodesh has been taken out, the valuable commodity, component, which is the everlasting life that is we are breathing, Once he's been taken out, this body is worth nothing. Worms is going to eat it. People is going to cremate it. And it's not a sin to cremate the body. Why? It's only the bottle that kept the perfume or the aftershave. The valuables is gone. And that's why we have a responsibility unto Yahweh, our creator of heaven and earth, our father, of what we do with our bodies. So he says, he gave them up to unclean sinners, thou, to lust their own hearts or minds, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. This is not how Yahweh Almighty have made them. It is their own desire and choice how they want to live their lives. It is your own desire. Verse 25. They who change the truth of Yahweh Almighty, that's God, into a lie. So it doesn't matter whatever they tell you. It's a lie. Doesn't matter what excuse they make. It remains a lie. You know what? You're bluffing yourself. You know you're bluffing yourself. The Ruach HaKodesh in you makes you aware that Yahweh, our Elohim, and Yahushua doesn't want you to live this way of life. For the word says, be holy as if I am holy. And it doesn't mean we need to get 2 pairs of white wings and fly to heaven. We need to live in holiness. You need to come to repentance, first of all. The first step is to come to repentance. I'm going to talk to it later on. And then be immersed in the name of Yahushua. And then live a life of holiness the rest of your life. But it's not only lesbians and homosexuals. That's to all sinners. Bible says everyone has sinned. But it's grace upon grace upon grace. It's whether I want to hear the Ruach HaKodesh or I don't. Who changed the truth of Yahweh Almighty, its God, into a lie, and worship and serve the creature, that which was made, more than the Creator, Yahweh our Elohim, who is blessed forever. Today in 2026, we find the same problem as Apostle Paul did more than 2,000 years ago. People want to create and serve their own gods. People create their own gods, their own thoughts. They do not want to let me just come back. In order not to feel judged, they create their own gods. They create their own ways. They create their own friendship rings or environment. Being among other people that live the same lives. I know of lesbians ladies that turned lesbian and then after many years came to repentance and turned back and got married and had children. Their whole lives has been, they said, what a waste it was. And all the time they were aware of the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, in their lives. So I want to say something. You can put a fire blanket on it. You can smother it. The Ruach HaKodesh can knock, as it says in Revelation 3 verse 14 up till 22. When you're cold or hot because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. And then in verse 20 he says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. That's Father Yahweh knocking. He said, if you open the door, I will come in, I will sup with you and you with me. You can either open the door or you can smother that calling of the Ruach HaKodesh. It's like a fire. Just put a fire blanket on it and just smother it. depraved from air. As long as there are air, you will have a fire. But take the air away, then it can't function. And you know what is the beauty of it all is? Yahushua has died for our sins already. He doesn't need to walk Calvary's road again. He doesn't need to bore a cross once again. He doesn't need to be brutalized. He doesn't need to be nailed to a cross again. He has done it. He's done it more than 2,000 years ago. And today he's calling out, "My son, my daughter, come unto me. Those that's weary and thirsty and hunger, come unto me, and I shall give you rest, eternal rest." We live in the time where people need or wants to create their own gods. They do not want to live according to the Bible standard anymore. How? It's so shameful. But there's not anything that can be withstand the power of the Ruach HaKodesh and the blood of Yahushua. If you are listening to this message and you fall into this category, know this grace, but you need to stop. Seek the presence of Yahweh. Repent. Turn around from your own old way of living. Come unto Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.